A new glossy magazine has launched that plans to cover the cannabis industry in Massachusetts. The premier issue of Different Leaf magazine, published in Northampton, debuted this month. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the magazine's founder and publisher, Michael Cusick.
I actually ran into a friend of mine who's a cannabis cultivator, and we started chatting about the implementation of the legalization question that passed on the ballot. He really filled me in on sort of how expansive it was. I mean, I knew it was going to legalize cannabis for use and purchase, but I didn't fully grasp sort of the social consumption part of it, the equity part of it. And so he really kind of filled me in on a law I voted for. And then a couple hours after that, my last magazine, Take, was winding down, and I was looking for another project and suddenly got really curious about what was out there for media around cannabis.
So you said that this is a publication that is targeting people 45 and older. Why that demographic?
Well, you know, after I had that conversation with him, I promptly drove to every magazine stand that I sort of go to in Western Massachusetts and bought all of the cannabis and CBD and hemp magazines I could get my hands on.
And are there a lot of them?
There are a number, and they break out into sort of like Legacy Press, which a lot of people know, companies like High Times,
yeah,
been around for a really long time. There are a number of titles sort of aimed at sort of a younger demographic, and then there are dozens and dozens of magazines if you want to make $1 million in the cannabis industry. There are a lot of business-to-business magazines out there. And, you know, having recently turned 50, I kind of looked at all of these titles and said, well, where's the older person's cannabis magazine? And so I started to do some deeper research and found there really was kind of this gap at a consumer-focused magazine that was a little bit older in content.
So what are some of the regular features?
Well, it's really crafted as a guide to people who are either returning to cannabis because they have some experience with it in their lives, or for people who have no experience with it and are looking to integrate it in some way. And that might be, you know, any of the many adult uses or maybe medical. So the magazine features product profiles of the many products that are being made here in Massachusetts. Interviews with key people kind of in the industry. The features are sort of a little bit more in depth. So in this first issue, we have a profile of Lester Grinspoon, who is kind of considered the grandfather of the cannabis movement, who's a retired Harvard professor in Cambridge. And so like kind of an in-depth look at sort of the medical and the cultural change from legalization. And then there's a whole section in the book that's really devoted to how-to. So health, wellness, nutrition, fitness, sexuality, and even pets.
In terms of the consumer aspect of it and the shopping aspect, do you rate products? Do you attach like a score to a particular product? I'm thinking of some food and other beverage magazines that will rate a particular product. Do you do that?
It's not something we're doing with the first issue, but I definitely think that, you know, as the editorial expands over time and we hear what the readers want, you know, that might be something we look into, sort of helping point people to the direction of products we think that are really good. But really right now, my goal sort of with the magazine is to help educate people about the 150, 200 different products that each dispensary will be carrying when they open.
Yeah, I mean that's the big difference, I guess, between the black market and the legal market in Massachusetts now is the wide variety that's available, the choice that consumers have, right? And that's something that the magazine is aimed at helping people figure that out, right?
Absolutely. Sure. On the traditional market, a lot of experience is probably dealing with a person who has a limited selection of either cannabis flower or edibles or maybe tinctures, but certainly dispensaries being sort of one stop for all of those products, but also beverages and accessories by which to use cannabis for consuming or cooking. And can be some confusion, and it can be overwhelming, and sort of hoping to provide a roadmap for people as they negotiate this.
Now, this is a full-size, glossy, full-color magazine, right?
Yes.
Why did you choose to go in that direction? And it comes out quarterly, we should point out as well, right?
Yes.
And the first issue, the July issue, is out now. How many pages and where is it available?
It's going to be, this issue is 60 pages, and it's available through online subscription. It's available at some independent bookstores, some natural food stores, really all across the state. And that list is on our website. And why print? Right now, print is still a really good medium for businesses that are starting and trying to build a brand. So I think there's a real opportunity for the companies that are coming into the market. So, I think having that and going for an older demographic and continuing to ride on the importance of print is one of the reasons I'm doing it. And I'm not ignoring digital, but we're doing digital a little differently. Starting with our next issue, we're going to be launching a podcast series as a companion to the magazine to sort of fill in the spaces in between the quarterly issues.
Will the text be available online or not?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Not right now. Unfortunately, the way the media business is going, and especially for a small independent publisher, there's really not money to be made there anymore.
And what is the what's the cost of a single issue and the cost of a subscription?
It's $7 an issue and 4 issues for $20, which turned into a great cannabis pun, which I didn't realize when I set that price.
Okay, help me with that. What is that?
Which is $420.
Oh, $420, of course. Right. And people can get more information where?
At differentleaf.com, and we're also on Instagram at differentleaf as well.